Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 59. Transformed from the Inside Out. To have faith is not merely to trust the Lord like you trust the bank or the insurance company. You can do that and still remain as selfish as you were before, because such trust is a self-centered concern. The John, chapter 3, verse 16, idea of faith solves the problem and lifts our naturally self-centered hearts out of a dark cave into the sunlight. Faith is a heart-melting appreciation of what it costs the Son of God to save us. We know this from several texts that tell us what faith is. Those two things that God did in John, chapter 3, verse 16, are, A. He so loved the world that he B. gave his only begotten Son. Those two trigger C. We believe. The A and the B come before the C. If your heart says thanks for A and B, then you've already begun C. But just begun, for one's selfish heart only begins to come alive. You grow. The hardness is melted day by day. And that kind of faith works through love agape. Your motives and your conduct are transformed from the inside out. Don't get discouraged if progress seems slow. The Holy Spirit is working. In other words, faith couldn't even exist unless first of all there was the revelation of that love at the cross agape. All of this is just another way of saying that salvation is by grace, not of works, lest anyone should boast. If faith works through love, then there is no end to the good works that it will continually motivate us to do. Here is the victory over every kind of evil the devil tempts us to do. No addict is beyond the Savior's reach. Stop carrying a load of guilt. Faith is itself a change of heart. It reconciles an alienated, selfish heart to God. And since no one can be reconciled to his holy law, such faith immediately makes the believer become obedient to all 10 of the joyous commandments of God. The love of Christ supplies an infinitely powerful motivation. From then on, it's not a matter of, what do I have to do in order to be saved? But, how can I say thank you enough for saving my soul from hell itself? It's an entirely new situation, for behold, all things have become new, for all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation.